Queenstown has wheeled out some heavy artillery in a bid to attract domestic tourists this summer. A 10-week advertising campaign was launched on Monday under the branding of Home of Adventure as the city tries to lure Kiwis away from the beaches to the more adrenaline-filled getaway. COVID-19 has, of course, hammered the Queenstown economy, but there's some optimism that they can get back to normal. Anna Lockhart is the chief executive of Destination Queenstown and joins us now. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Corin.
Okay, so we know that Queenstown's big about adventure, but this is about getting Kiwis to go and experience those things.
That's absolutely true. Although I'd have to say that, just coming back to your note there, that adventure's not only about adrenaline, it's an adventure right across the board. So for some people, that might be going out on the inshore with their family. It's about experiencing new things.
And that's interesting. So you don't just want to attract young people, do you? Don't disrespect older people who might not want to jump off a bridge, but you need to. It's a range of things, isn't it?
Absolutely right. We've got a huge range of activities here, from, as you say, those adrenaline jumping off bridges and skydiving, etc., to more sedate activities such as playing golf, wine trails, biking, etc., and so on.
Will this get you through the tricky period? Because summer is going to be tough for tourism in this country, isn't it? That was when the peak season would have been.
That certainly is. We are missing our international visitors, definitely. We don't imagine that the domestic market will fill that gap entirely. Having said that, we do have some optimism. The school holidays in July were very strong for us. Obviously, that tapered off sharply when Auckland went down to lockdown again, or stage three. And but we've had a bit of an uplift with the school holidays, and just with this campaign behind us or backing us, we expect to see our visitors return to us during the summer.
Well, good luck with that, Anne Lockhart. Thank you very much. Chief Executive of Destination Queenstown.